This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Colorado company has become the official CBD brand of Major League Baseball. Denver-based Charlotte's Web says it's the first time a professional sports league in the U.S. has entered such an agreement. The deal means ads for the extract will appear during MLB games. CBD is derived from cannabis but contains no THC, the plant's psychoactive ingredient. MLB removed its ban on cannabis in 2019, so players can use the product without violating the league's substance use policy. Colorado students can apply to all of Colorado's colleges and universities for free through tomorrow. CPR education reporter Jenny Brindine has more.
It's the fifth time all 32 public colleges and universities and several private ones have hosted free application days. The state does it to boost enrollment. In 2020, only half of Colorado's high school seniors went on to a college, university, or certificate program. Governor Jared Polis says all Colorado residents can apply.
And most of our state institutions offer application waivers year-round for those experiencing financial hardship.
Officials also urge students to fill out the federal aid application. Colorado students typically leave about $50 million in grants on the table. Jenny Brindine, CPR News.
The Girl Scouts of Colorado have received a $2.8 million donation from philanthropist Mackenzie Scott, the former wife of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. Scott has recently given money to other Colorado nonprofits, including Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains, Habitat for Humanity, and Mile High United Way. Expect highs in the mid to upper 70s across the Front Range this afternoon through Saturday, when an incoming storm system will bring a chance for showers with highs in the low to mid 60s. Right now in Denver, it's 73, in Colorado Springs, it's 76, and in Grand Junction, it's 66 degrees and clear. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 206.